In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
I have watched not one, but two game shows. Two. And they are new-ish.
All right. Define for me new-ish.
Well, one is called Name That Tune.
Okay. That's not new.
But it is a new version of Name That Tune is what it is. And I enjoyed watching it immensely because it was a whole family thing. Now, I watched it on Hulu. I don't know what it's on. It's on like regular TV, but I watched it on Hulu.
I love that, like, if you were to transport back, let's say 30 years, I know what comes on Thursdays. I know if it comes on at 7:30, 8:30. Like, I know, TGIF. I know what's in that. You cut to now, I legitimately have no idea when anything actually airs. Like, I'm clueless to it. Everything I watch, like, I binge, like, I'll find it three seasons removed from its premiere, and I'll be like, oh, this is fun. And then I'll just consume that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember, I mean, maybe like Star Trek Discovery or something, or The Mandalorian, where I know that a new episode drops at this time.
Yes.
But like, I have idea.
It's on Fox.
I have no idea what channel anything airs on. I have no idea. Like, in some cases, if it's renewed, like if I'm watching a new show.
Well, now I'm confused. Okay. Thank you, Wikipedia. Name That Tune first came on in 52 and ended in 85. And it's been on Fox, CBS, and NBC. So who knows? But, okay, now the new one is on Fox. And it's on Wednesdays, 9 p.m., 8 Central.
For those of you that have cable or satellite or...
Yeah, I also don't understand that. Okay, so it is hosted by Jane Krakowski. Jane Krakowski. Because I often say Kaczynski and it's like wrong K person. If you do not know her, well, you lost. She's in so many delightful things. Jenna in 30 Rock. She's in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And she was in Ally McBeal and other things. And Broadway.
If you've enjoyed any manner of comedy in the last, let's call it 15 years, you've probably seen her, even if you didn't realize who you were seeing.
And she is also a Broadway performer, and she can sing like nobody's business. So it is fun that she would host Name That Tune. Now, she's a beautiful woman, but they're going for a certain aesthetic with what she's wearing, and it's like different versions of a mini dress that is cut down to there. Mind you, she can wear all of it, but it's like the same thing over and over and over again. It's like, where do they put the mic? But anyway, and who is the band leader? Who is the band leader? Randy Jackson. Randy Jackson of Journey. Randy Jackson of American Idol. Am I saying the wrong name?
No, I wasn't a big American Idol fan.
It is Randy Jackson, right?
I think you're right.
See, now I'm thinking like...
But do you know the only reason I know like that is because of the joke in Step Brothers where he gets him to sign a samurai sword? Like, because American Idol was on for what, like 16, 17 seasons? Like, I can't name six episodes of that I watch, which...
It is Randy Jackson. See, you made me doubt myself. Anyway, apparently... See, I didn't know this. Apparently, it made its debut January 6th. Following The Masked Dancer.
Wait, I thought it was...
There is a Masked Singer.
Is it a spinoff of...
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, Name That Tune is something that I have played my whole life aside from the TV show. And it was just, it got to be one of those things. And there was a period of time, and there still is, for certain genres of music, I can legit name that tune in one note. I can do that. And I did get most of these right. But as Jim and I, my spouse, have said, once you get into more current music, we've just stopped caring. So the first note, not necessarily right.
Well, I mean, to tell you anything about like my lack of qualification for that, and I'm going to say, because I don't stream my music. I have it on an MP3 player, and I think the newest thing on said MP3 player is Weezer. And I don't mean Weezer's newest album. I mean like the one that was on the Smallville soundtrack back in 2001.
Nice.
Like I was like, wow.
That's really good.
How old am I?
Well, my husband has a theory, and it's... Look,
about how old I am?
Yes. It's like, I already like a lot of music, and I like re-listening to that music. I just don't have room for anything new. And every once in a while, though, a new song will break through. Like Uptown Funk. That, well, it's not new now, but I remember when that came through, it was like that
it's
was...
newer.
That's
yeah.
new, and that was added. It's like, okay, we're keeping this one. We're keeping this one. So, you know, Adele will come out with something. We're keeping that. Anyway, what I didn't remember from Name That Tune, there are some parts of it, because there are different ways to name the tune. There are some parts of it where you can name it just by the clues they've given you without ever having heard it. So that's always kind of fun. And so I just enjoyed it immensely.
I was playing, or I was somebody had said, oh, you should come play trivia with us. And I didn't, because I don't like to be in groups of people. But they were like, oh, yeah, there was a question about Billboard music and rappers. And I'm just like, oh, I would have been useless in that scenario. I was like, I know about film, television, and old video games. Outside of that, I'm not really, and I was like, it was about rappers, right? Yeah. Okay. I don't, were they from the 90s? Is it Tupac or Biggie?
Are they candy rappers? Like, is it, I don't know.
No, I think it was the R-A-P-P-E-R, S.
Yeah. I couldn't have been a huge help there either.
No, I would have just been like, it's really better that I didn't show up for so many reasons.
So for family entertainment, it wasn't just a certain period of time where like only a certain bunch of people would pick up on these. They had it mixed up where any family member could have enjoyed it and known the answers. And it was just fun because it was just fun because we're highly competitive. And it was delightful when they'd given a clue and Jenna, my youngest, said, oh, it's blah, 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 a song we'd never heard of, but she got it right. And she was basing it on the clue. And I do have to say, when they get to just one or two notes, Randy Jackson will play it on the piano. So you get like just, you know, that C note, like, you better have picked it up from the clue because that's not going to help you. It's not like you're hearing the original record, there I said it, that original, you're hearing the note, but played on a piano.
I like how game shows will kind of come in and out of vogue, like particularly in primetime. Apparently daytime, there's always a reason for like a game show, particularly like Price is Right or something. What is it? Let's Make a Deal. Also, they seem to be perennial favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But you had like right around the turn of the century when ABC was showing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? What was it like? Three times a week. Like, people really get into it. I mean, they're cheaper to shoot than like an hour-long drama or like a three-camera setup or anything like that. But like audiences seem to get really engaged in them, and then they're just like, oh, I'm full. Oh, I can't eat another. But you give it another, you know, 5-10 years. And right now, because they haven't been able to film a good deal of television shows like that would have started in, you know, September or October or whatever, their game shows are a lot easier to fill that void with. You've got to have new programming. And once again, you're getting these pushed into, you know, primetime slots that normally would have been reserved for, God help me, reality programming, mm-hmm. or a sitcom or a drama or something of that nature.
So, I'm getting information and I can't even speak at the same time. Interesting. You're listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about what is worth watching on TV. And I saw another game show called The Chase, and I thought it was brand new, like new. It had been based, it is based on a show called The Chase in Great Britain. And the reason why I thought it was new, because it is. All right. They recast it, that's why. And it started out with an homage to Alex Trebek. And I wonder, why is that? What's happening? And I miss him already. And it was on from 2013 to 2015, and now it is on again. And what you will notice from it, should you watch it, is Ken Jennings. Ken Jennings, the most successful Jeopardy contestant ever. So the way The Chase works is it's similar to Jeopardy in that, you know, they're asking questions and you have to know the answer.
I wonder how many people got to parlay their success in a game show into being a game show host.
Oh, no. He's not the host.
Or host adjacent or what?
The professor.
Right. Is the professor the stand-in for the host?
It's on ABC. So I only saw one entire episode, but I found it interesting, and I can't tell you who anyone else is. But what I'm getting from it is it starts out with four contestants who are supposed to work as a team, kind of, sort of. And I don't really grasp how they're really, because each one can make money and that money is banked for the team is what we're coming down to. Okay. So that's happening.
What was the other weakest link? So it's kind of like Weakest Link.
No. Because each one of them participates on their own, but for the team, it's one. So like if I win $50,000 on my turn, that's not my win. That's for the team. And then they figure something out. I don't know. Anyway.
You've explained it very well.
Thank you very much. And then there's a host that looks like your typical host, you know. There's the typical man host, the typical woman host. She's your typical woman host.
What happened that there's, like, I mean, did, what changed that there seemed
actually,
to just
be. Actually,
she
looks like a Fox News anchor.
There seemed to be back in the, like, Bob Barker.
Yeah.
Price is Right. Alex Trebek. Jeopardy. Like, you had it, this single individual face, like. Then you get to all of this other stuff and like this is the host or this is the one that talks to the camera when you talk about that.
All I can say is this is the one that is not Jane Lynch, okay?
That's which has to be very invigorating for their self-esteem. That you're like, well, I don't know who it is, but it's not Jane Lynch. It's not Mark Hamill,
you know,
either.
Jane Lynch is doing Weakest Link and doing a great job.
You know who I know this isn't? This person.
So what happens is it's a great visual. Ken Jennings it's like he is at the very top of Machu Picchu, okay? Made with lights. And he doesn't have fabulous Paul Lynde lines, but close, because someone's written some lovely little one-liners for him.
I want to write a screenplay and you give all of the direction that is not dialogue. We for some reason, you and I rewrite Star Wars, but I want your description of for somebody that's never seen the Death Star, I want you to just, you'll be like, it's like a Christmas ornament. Like it's a golf ball
but that has a dent in it.
It's not a moon. It's not a moon.
It's definitely not a moon that you have a bad feeling about. So he is up there intentionally looking down on you, the four contestants. And so the contestant, when they're called up one at a time, has to go to the bottom of this Machu Picchu of lights and look up at him, and he is intentionally staring down at you. And you have to, you know, answer so many questions, and it starts out with both of you being asked the same question, and then both of you, they don't say lock it in, but you're both answering, and depending on did you get it right and he got it right, or did you get it wrong but he got it right? So it's a matter of the lights, he's coming toward your money, and you're trying to go up here to secure the money. And if he gets to the money first, you don't secure any money. That's basically what it is. And then they go to the next person.
So it's kind of like Win Ben Stein's Money?
Okay, yes, sort of, but with lights.
Right, and Ken Jennings and not Ken Ben Jennings. Stein, right.
And two other guys, neither of which I knew, but my husband knew, and they're in a side room just making commentary.
That is the kind of job like I could be comfortable
yes.
in.
Now,
I mean, I essentially do that for everything that I watch mm-hmm. anyways. So like being snide on television is something I think I'm well qualified for.
Now, I'll be honest. Their snide was very reined in because...
Well, yeah, you're on network television. I would probably need to be snide on like HBO yeah. or at least like FX past like 9 p.m.
And Jim knew who they were and he told me, but already I've forgotten because I don't care. But their chairs looked comfortable.
And they were someone.
Yes.
Can you tell me who they weren't?
I have a long list.
Well, it's not James Gandolfini for obvious reasons, and it wasn't Marlon Brando either.
And it wasn't Don Adams. So anyway, I was under the impression.
Man, I really want to see that lineup now. Let's get cut to our panel of judges. Marlon Brando and Don Adams. What do y'all think? Dun-da-da!
I was under the impression that these guys rotated out with Ken Jennings, and then that impression changed. I don't know. But Jim said, don't you know, it's a really big show in the UK. It's like, I am unaware of their game shows and all.
I don't watch UK television.
I did a lot in the 70s and 80s.
Right, but like
that
things
was on PBS.
Things have happened
since then.
Yeah.
Anyway, The Chaser or is it The Chase?
You said it's The Chase.
Okay. I was reading
The Chaser
when I
said it. Is the thing
yes.
you take after you drink the alcohol.
Yes. The Chase is entertaining, and it does have a wide variety of questions, so it is similar in knowledge value like Jeopardy. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, it's going to be all over the place, and it's just all across the board. Now, you don't get to pick categories of where the questions are from, but the questions are incredibly broad. And Ken Jennings is very smart.
I think we've established that.
Oh, and then there's this twist. So let's say you get to a certain point, okay? And the point says you've won $50,000. Well, to go to the next round, he'll make it $500,000. But that means you can only get like two wrong. Or you can drop it down to 10 grand, but you could get 18 wrong. Which one are you going to take?
So it's kind of like the opposite of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Instead of climbing up and using your lifelines, you're just like, I'm not feeling good about this. Can I get a couple more errors in there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this what grade do I have to pass this class?
So it's basically putting more space between the money and the chaser, depending on where that's what the chase is about. But he's not the chaser; he's the professor. And then in my mind, I go, and Marianne and Don Wells just died. And the whole thing made me sad. But that aside, I enjoyed the questions.
The only game show I can think that I ever would, I mean, besides Price is Right. Like, I watched with my grandma enough times that I'm pretty certain I could at least get to the Showcase Showdown. The other one, and I want to say it aired on Comedy Central, was Beat the Geeks. I was fantastic at that show. Like, to the point that my dad actually caught an episode. It was on in whatever. And he watched me playing the game while we mm-hmm. were sitting there. And I'm just sitting there just like, I'm doing something. I'm not even watching it directly. I'm like eating or something while I'm watching it. And I'm just rattling off the answers. And as soon as I say it, they're saying it on there. And he goes, how do you get on this show? And I go, I don't know. I said, it probably tells at the end. And he goes, they're making some serious money here. He goes, like, apparently he'd been tabbing it up to see how much money I would have made if I had been on the show. He goes, we need to get you on this show, like, to do that. And so it was significant enough that my father's just like, we've got a prize-winning pony mm-hmm. right here. But there's no other game show that I've ever, like, really excelled at to the point that my parents got involved, and they're like, how do we get you on this show?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say, at this point, it was a rerun, and I was like, they've canceled it.
Yeah.
You can't.
But considering I don't watch a lot of game shows, I wouldn't mind watching those again. I wouldn't run out of the house watching. I thought they were fun, and they're new versions of stuff that you are vaguely familiar with, and it is a chance to show that you know more useless things than everyone else in your house, which sometimes is what you need.
And I mean, but I already knew that.
I know, but
like I've held that title at my house for I'm renowned for my worthless knowledge amongst my children.
And I enjoy that my children enjoy it because, as you are and as I am, I'm creating two little evil geniuses to just go out there with this odd,
armed with this
incredible
strange
knowledge.
Set of.
Skills.
Knowledge.
Skills.
Skills. I'm gonna put quotation fingers around. skills. I mean, you could call them that in the proper scenario.
Oh, I just remember one of my girls complaining about these people in middle school. They don't even know who Fred Astaire is. I can't believe that. And it's like, well, it is their parents' fault, and they're but fools.
The older you get, like, you really are, you're just astounded when people, like, you'll say something, and they're like, what's that? And I'm like, what do you mean? What? I don't understand the question about what you just... Explain to me why you don't know what I just said.
I just had that conversation with my child. She goes, what do you mean you're happy? What does that mean?
Tell me of this... Mr. Spock.
What?
I will describe this emotion to you.
Anyway, they were fun. Again, saw it on the Hulu, but there you have it. Name that tune and The Chase. Not The Chaser. The 2008 movie The Chase.
That's a different game and it involves drinking.
Or The Paper Chase. Or the older version of The Chase. Or this is the new version of The Chase. Ken Jennings is in it and et al. Ken Jennings et al. But I enjoyed it.
That's all you need.
Yes.
That's good.
I didn't run out of the room crying.
That's a low bar, but okay.
There you have it. So, thank you for listening to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.